Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Supplication of the malaika for sleeping with wudu. Sayyidina Umar ibn Uyayna narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an angel shares the bed with a person who passes the night in a state of purity, that is wudu. Whenever he tosses about or turns sides, the angel supplicates saying, O Allah, forgive the servant of yours. Tremendous reward for sleeping with wudu. Sayyidina Umar ibn Huraith radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who sleeps with wudu receives the reward of one who fasts during the day and worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night. Hafidh ibn Hajar has recorded a narration of Abu Murayya al-Ajali stating that the bed of the person who retires to it in the state of wudu and falls off to sleep while engaged in dhikr becomes a masjid, and he is regarded as being engaged in salat therein until he awakens. Resurrection of one who sleeps with wudu. Sayyiduna Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, do not go to bed without being in the state of wudu, because the soul will be resurrected in the condition it was when it was removed from the body. Note, Hafidh ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi also writes in his commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari that one should sleep in the state of wudu so that one's resurrection would be in the condition if one passes away during the night. Thus, by sleeping with wudu, the soul will also be in the state of wudu. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.